The floor discussion ran long today. Also, apologies to the members who have not had a break from the floor. Let me just tell the members and those of you who are here what my intentions are. We have a calendar of, I believe, 15 bills, Council. Is that correct? And because we also need to balance the interests of the Family Law Subcommittee, which meets immediately after this committee, and that should have been at about this hour, we're going to basically choose among those things on the schedule that this committee is in, I believe, unanimous agreement on. Those things that are a bit more contentious will be heard at our next regularly scheduled full committee meeting, which is next Wednesday. Okay. So with that, we will open a work session on House Bill 2603. Now, Council, are you... Now, let me just tell you, we need a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Yes, sir.
Even though it has a positive impact for which this committee can be proud.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2603 does one thing very simply, which is reduce the number of members of the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision from 5, where it now is statutorily set, ultimately to 3. They currently are at 4, and the bill has an emergency clause to allow them to stay at 4. The other thing it does do is just modify some decisions, the process by which the Board makes decisions. Because this is part of the Governor's recommended budget, and because of the positive fiscal impact, the Ways and Means Committee has requested that they have it.
Thank you, Council. Is there a motion on House Bill 2603?
Move it to the Ways and Means Committee. Do pass unamended?
Amended.
Amended. Thank you. Vice Chair, Honorable Professor Mason moves House Bill 2603 as amended to the Ways and Means Committee. Is there further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll on House Bill 2603.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Bell? Representative Bryan? Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Cinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2603.
Clark votes aye.
Aye.
You also record Representative Clark as an aye. House Bill 2603 is passed to the
Committee on Ways and Means.
To the Committee on Ways and Means. Close the work session. House Bill 2603. Let me inform the committee that it's my understanding on the first item on the agenda, House Bill 2024, we have not yet had a fiscal impact statement. And so we will defer action until we have the judgment of fiscal on that bill. With that, to open the work session, House Bill 2604. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2604 was also filed at the request of the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision. What it does is three things primarily. It allows the Board to impose community-based sanctions, which they currently do not have the power to do. It also specifies that a person who has been convicted of a crime and incarcerated as a result of that crime is automatically terminated, and finally allows the Board to use citations in lieu of arresting people who are alleged parole violators.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2604 as amended? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move 2604 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Clark moves House Bill 2604 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
You can wait until the roll is taken. Thank you.
Just
Aye.
Representative Meeson?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2604 is passed to the floor. Representative Bryan, would you carry that, please? Close the work session, House Bill 2604. Open a work session on House Bill 2031.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2031 requires local governments to report to the Asset Forfeiture Oversight Advisory Committee on how much money they collect under the new civil forfeiture law and where they use that money. The Oversight Committee has to report its findings to the Legislative Assembly and the Governor. However, the current forfeiture law does not specifically require those local governments to give their information to the Oversight Committee.
Thank you, Council. Is there discussion on House Bill 2031? Is there a motion on House Bill 2031?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2031.
Thank you. Representative Bauman, to the floor, do pass.
Yep.
Moves House Bill 2031 to the floor. They do pass a recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Meeson?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2031 is passed to the floor. Representative Edmondson, please carry that bill. Thank you. Close work session, House Bill 2031. Let me just inquire. I know we have some questions on House Bill 2597, 2589. Is there disagreement? And it's okay on 2585. Maybe, Council, would you refresh us on 2585? And then members may remember if they had objection. Council, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, last year Congress passed a bill that limits federal highway funds to a state that has not done one of two things. First, adopt a law suspending drug offenders' driving privileges, or, in the alternative, expressly passing a law that says we choose not to do that. This bill takes the former option and requires the suspension for a period of up to 6 months, for a period of a minimum of 6 months, for anyone convicted of a controlled substance offense.
Thank you, Council. Does that refresh any, probably refreshes memories? Does it bring out any objection, or should we proceed?
Mr. Chairman.
It's your pleasure. Yes, Representative Mannix?
I move House Bill 25.
Well, let me open a work session.
Uh-huh.
Council?
Mr. Chair, it would also be appropriate for the committee to move and adopt the Dash 1 amendments that come with this.
Thank you, Council.
A question?
Yes, Representative Bauman?
Are these expenditures general fund expenditures, or is this an increase?
Now, Mr. Chair, Representative Bauman, I'm not sure that I understand.
With the fiscal impact statement, that is
total other fund.
Total other fund, right. And I'm wondering if we have another funding source. It says it's coming out of the motor vehicle division's revenue impact as well on the highway fund. I suppose that's for the suspension fee.
Mr. DiLorenzo, do you know the answer to that question?
Tony DiLorenzo from the Motor Vehicles Division. Mr. Chair, Representative Bauman, could you restate the question? I'm not sure I have the answer, but let me be sure I understand.
Sir, I wondered where the money to pay for the program would come from, since it's not listed as general fund, it's listed as other fund. It occurred to me, since it says linked with a federal mandate, that maybe there was a federal pot of money that was going to open up and sort of come.
you know, come falling down on the state of Oregon after we pass this law.
I'm unaware of any federal funding. So if we just undertake it, it would come out of the highway fund.
Representative Mason?
Yes, this it says drug offense here. Does that cover the possession of less than an ounce of marijuana?
Mr. Chair, Representative Mason, I do not know.
Answer is
Council's indicating yes.
Mr. Chair, Representative Mason, yes.
And that's outside of the car, like you're stopped on the street,
Yes.
So you were on the street, less than an ounce of marijuana, $100 fine, your license gets suspended.
Part of the federal law requires that either they say no or say yes. It's not something we're just including for just to make a point. It's part of the whole package. You can't.
We haven't even begun the work session, but we could.
I would ask that the bill be held over to our Wednesday.
Fine.
Meeting.
Okay. We'll hold on 2585.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Representative Bryant.
Page 2 of the LFO discusses revenue.
Okay.
Might answer the question.
Well, let's lay that aside, 2585, and if we resolve those differences between now and 2 o'clock, if there's a strong desire to come back to it, we could. All right, Council, 2033. Open a work session, House Bill 2033, Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2033 addresses a conflict in current statutes about whether district attorneys may represent counties in civil forfeiture cases. This bill authorizes district attorneys to handle civil forfeiture cases when they're also prosecuting related criminal cases. It also authorizes district attorneys and forfeiture counsel to discuss settling forfeiture and criminal cases as a package, so long as it's the defendant or claimant that's initiating the discussions and not the prosecution or forfeiture counsel.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Counsel. Representative Mannix.
I assume we're in work session.
Yes, we are.
I move the -1 amendments, which simply formalize amendments made in subcommittee.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves the -1 amendments to House Bill 2033 that you have in your packet. It's a highly technical amendment. Is there objection to the amendment? Hearing none, it is adopted. Is there a motion on the bill as amended, Representative Mannix?
I move the bill as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2033 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2033 is passed to the floor. Representative Mannix, please carry the bill. Thank you. Close work session, House Bill 2033. Open work session on House Bill 2022. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the drug conduct that triggers forfeiture under the new civil forfeiture law excludes solicitation, attempt, or conspiracy to give away less than 5 grams of marijuana because that conduct is a violation and not a crime. The Legislative Assembly last session apparently also meant to include actually giving away less than 5 grams of marijuana, but failed to expressly state that, and this bill simply fixes that oversight.
Thank you, Council.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move House Bill 2022, which has no amendments, to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2022 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye. I'm
with you. Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2022 is passed to the floor. Representative Mannix, please carry that. Thank you. Close work session on House Bill 2022. Open a work session on House Bill 2032, Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, under current law, cities may put proceeds from forfeiture cases into their general funds. The Oversight Advisory Committee has found it difficult to monitor cities' uses of forfeiture proceeds because there aren't any specific categories for which those proceeds are required to be used. This bill requires the cities to use the proceeds from property forfeited under the drug crime forfeiture law for criminal justice and law enforcement related activities, which have been broadly defined to include crime prevention and enforcement, not just running jails. This bill came out of the committee with a subsequent referral, or came to the committee with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, but Legislative Fiscal Office found that the bill would have no fiscal impact.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2032?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
We need to formalize Dash 1 amendments, I believe. At least
yes,
they were.
That's
so
correct.
I move the Dash 1 amendments.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves the amendments 2032-1, highly technical amendments. Are there discussion of the amendments? Are there objections to the amendments? Hearing none, they are adopted. Is there a motion on the bill as amended?
Mr. Bill.
Representative Mannix.
Mr. Chairman, I move
the bill as amended
to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Oh, no, Mr. Bill.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Bill.
Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2032 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Representative Baumann.
Yes.
Representative Bell.
Not sure that's an option, Representative Bell. Well, maybe you could leave.
All right.
Yes, you voted for it in sub.
Aye.
Thank you.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2032 is passed to the floor. Representative Calori will be asked to carry this bill. Yeah, all of these bills.
Except Max.
Close the work session, House Bill 2032. Open a work session on House Bill 2668. Council?
Committee, House Bill 2668 further extends the statute of limitations for tort claim actions that are based on acts of child abuse, and also applies it retroactively to the implementation of the 1989 Act. I would also point out to the committee, as a point of history, that House Bill 2668 in the 89 session started this process, and this bill, which is, has the same number, expands on it further.
Thank you.
Same number.
Thank you, Council.
You're
is there a discussion on House Bill 2668?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
We need to formalize an amendment that was made in subcommittee. I move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2668.
Thank you, Representative Mannix. Moves amendments, Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2668, highly technical in nature. Is there a discussion of the amendments? Is there objection? Hearing none, they are adopted. Is there a motion on the bill as amended?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move the bill as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Well, if I might pause for a minute, Mr. Chairman, I think Representative Parks has a courtesy of recognition he might want to extend here.
I didn't hear Representative Parks.
Well, I can make this.
Judge Parks.
It's appropriate that former Senate President and former Speaker of the House, Harry Boivin, would show up at a time when we're discussing criminal bills, and he's right over there.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Further discussion, House Bill 2668 is amended. All right. Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll on House Bill 2668.
Representative Baum.
Yes.
Representative Baumann.
Aye.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2668 is passed to the floor. Representative Mannix, carry this bill, please.
Thank you.
Close work session. House Bill 2668. Open work session on House Bill 2681. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2681, if enacted, will make the possession of child pornography a criminal offense and a Class C felony.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2681?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move the Dash 1 amendments, which formalize amendments made in committee, subcommittee.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2681, highly technical in nature. Is there objection to the amendment? Hearing none, they are adopted. Is there a motion on the bill as amended? Representative Mannix?
Mr. Chairman, on behalf of Representative Clark and myself, I move the bill to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Representative Mannix. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2681 as amended to the floor, a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll. House Bill 2681.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2681 is passed to the floor. Representative Mannix?
Thank you.
Would be asked to carry this bill. Thank you. Close work session, House Bill 2681. Open the work session on House Bill 2530. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2530 is the Honest Bid Promotion Act. It allows losing bidders on a construction project who themselves follow the law to sue the winning bidder for 10% of their bids or $5,000. If the winning bidder intentionally fails to register with state authorities or pay prevailing wages, workers' compensation, or unemployment or withholding taxes.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2530?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move the -3 amendments, which incorporate amendments made in subcommittee. Council, is there a comment on that? You just look surprised.
-3 amendments?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, Representative Mannix, the -3 amendments were before the subcommittee. And adopted there.
And have been adopted.
Yes. Fine. No wonder
thank you.
You're surprised.
2691 date. I hope so. Might not even been ruled technical.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move the bill as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2530 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Johnson.
Very briefly, I've previously, last time this was before the full committee, handed out to everybody my little scenario with the blood-sucking lawyers and the poor little old people
that.
Who are going to get screwed
that.
By the big corporations
he'll
under this
another.
Bill. So I won't reiterate that. But I would just add that I think it's extremely misleading that this is called the Honest Bid Promotion Act. I don't really think that is what this is all about. But I'm not going to fight over it anymore. I just will.
Well, we await your floor speech.
I intend to make that very short, too.
Oh. We thank you for that. Are there further discussion on the bill? If not, the clerk will call the roll on House Bill 2530.
Representative Baum.
That votes yes.
Representative Bauman.
Aye. I'm sorry.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Follow my lead.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Nay.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Parks.
Aye.
Excuse us.
Representative Sinceri.
Aye.
Chair Miller.
Votes aye. House Bill 2530 is passed to the floor. Representative Shipwreck, I think we'll ask him to carry this.
Yeah.
Representative Mannix, you can back him up if he won't falter. Thank you. Close the work session on House Bill 2530. Open the work session on Senate Bill 400.
Okay, he's going beyond 10.
Senate Bill 400.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 400 deals with paying for the maintenance of right-of-way easements. Under current law, there's a formula based on how many miles a person travels on the easement. This broadens the definition so that a court can apply other factors to decide who pays what to keep up the easement. The bill also broadens the definition of who pays to keep up the easement. It would apply to users and not just owners. This bill came out of the Senate on a unanimous vote.
I'm not. Well, thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on Senate Bill 400? Representative Clark?
You move Senate Bill 400.
That's what I said.
Thank you. Representative Kelly Clark moves Senate Bill 420 or Senate Bill 400 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll. Senate Bill 400.
Representative Baum.
Amen.
Representative Bauman.
Aye.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Bryan.
Aye.
Representative Clark.
Aye.
Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Senate Bill 400 is passed to the floor. Representative Clark will carry this measure on the floor. Thank you. Closed work session, Senate Bill 400. The rest of the bills that were on the calendar for today will be put on our next full committee meeting, which is Wednesday at about 1 o'clock, assuming we don't have any major discussions on the floor. And
Mr. Chair.
And Representative Clark, announcement about your subcommittee.
Right. The Family Justice Subcommittee will take up at 2:15, and for those in the audience who wonder about that, we've not yet had a lunch break, so we'll give the members 15 minutes to grab a bite to eat, and we'll be back at 2:15.
I'd like to thank the committee, and we are adjourned.